The next patient is Charlie Howell. The last name is H-O-U-L-E. First name is Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. Clinical case of a 90-year-old white female that we've been following in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a background of arterial hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism. And at one time, the patient had a massive pulmonary embolism. The patient is on chronic anticoagulation with warfarin. Since the last visit, the patient will discontinue the use of furosemide. She continues to take the amlodipine. She has developed significant fluid retention. The laboratory workup that was done on July the 31st of 2024 showed that the serum creatinine went up from 1.3 to 1.59, and the estimated GFR from 38 went down to 31 ml per minute. The urinalysis done on July the 31st, 2024 is negative for proteinuria. And the protein creatinine ratio is close to 60 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Taking into consideration the pitting edema that the patient has in the lower extremities, that is 2/4, I'm going to stop the use of amlodipine. I'm going to reinstate the furosemide 40 milligrams every other day, and I will enforce a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours in order to be able to improve the hemodynamic condition. Period. The changes in the GFR are most likely related to hemodynamics rather than kidney disease by itself, since there is no evidence of proteinuria whatsoever. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the patient has a hemoglobin A1C that is 6.7. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, the patient has a TSH of 0.7, a T3 of 2.15, and a T4 of 1.68. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the serum cholesterol for some reason went up to 199 from 150. The patient claims that she is still taking the atorvastatin. The LDL cholesterol is 97, the HDL is 43. The triglycerides are 292. The patient is with energy. She's sleeping good, eating good. The only problem has been the fluid retention that we are going to deal with. Period paragraph, we spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes. Re-evaluation in 2 months with lab.